absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free. A stainless steel undermount sink free. And removal and hallway of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new, hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Earlier, I mentioned we don't have guests.
Right.
Scratch that. We have a guest. I know.
I don't want to scratch our guest.
No, I didn't say that. I said forget it. I know that the person that I'm about to introduce is a name most of you don't know because he has a show here, but few people listen to it. Please welcome John Carney. It's a name that's new to most of our audience.
Did he take over the Jim and Andy slot?
Yes, he did. Okay. He filled in for Jim and Andy. He's actually filling in for them.
Oh, they'll be back.
They're on vacation.
They're on vacation.
I think they helped carry my box out the first time.
John Carney has a foundation. It's Carney's Kids. I love the logo, written like a little kid would write it. That's a neat little logo.
It's my handwriting.
No, is it really?
It is.
Did you do the logo?
That's my logo.
Way to go. You're like a graphic artist or something. Carney's Kids. The eye is a little microphone.
Oh.
Pretty clever.
That makes sense.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
And he has an event coming up this Friday night. And it's at the Lumiere Place. The Atrium. Ooh.
The Atrium.
Oh. Egad. That is fabulous.
And, they're looking for the Marines are looking for a few good men.
Yes.
Well, John Carney's looking for a few good men and women to fill these seats, and they're well on their way. They're well over halfway there, but Friday will be here before you know it. Set for $75 each, here now to tell you what you get for that, and you get a table of 10. Hang on a minute. All right, $75 per person. Or you can get a table of 10. It says $675. I'm trying to figure out if this is a good deal or a bad deal. So 75 per person.
So if you just multiply 75 times 10.
That's $1,800.
Carry the 6.
75 times 10 is $1,800. If you buy a table of 10, you get it for $675. That is quite a saving.
It's almost half.
It is almost half. You're right. That's a good deal.
It is. Give me that piece of paper back.
$675 a table or $75 per person. And now here to tell you what you get for that is the host and the man whose name is behind the foundation, John Carney. What do they get for $75? When and when?
Johnny Londoff they get.
Whoa.
But yeah, that's going to
be there.
He's a car dealer here in town.
He sure is.
Of some note.
Sure.
Also, Terry Crouppen will be the other honorary chair. Not the one with the eye patch. It's the other attorney. Although I said I thought he should come as a pirate, but yeah. I don't think he's got the nerve to do it.
I don't think I would either. Not with that other guy in town. You know.
But the other guy doesn't have a parrot. That's what he's...
How do you know? You don't
You know what?
You don't know that.
My favorite story about the other guy, he did a TV commercial, and he said, people ask me all the time why I wear the side patch. And he says, because when I was a kid, I had an injury. And that's why I wear the side patch.
That's not the... Well, we want to know what the injury was.
I know. He didn't go into the injury.
We're going to talk about it. Tell us the whole story.
I was
assuming it was...
I was running with scissors.
An eye injury.
Yes. That's a good assumption.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this
story,
event.
Yeah. Stan, I really much better.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's get back to this event Friday night. $75 a person. They're comedians. There's food from all kinds of places. Listen to this rundown of these restaurants. Now what does each of these places provide? Is it like a buffet, hors d'oeuvres? What's the deal?
I have asked them all to come, and they've all been on the show in the last year on Restaurant Tuesday, a feature that nobody listens to either. And they're all going to do a signature dish or two. So you'll have tastes from 15 restaurants.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And these are not just some schlub. I mean, these are real restaurants. These are nice restaurants.
Element, Cleveland Heath, Jack's Cafe, La Russo's Cucina, Three Flags Tavern, 61 Roadhouse, Pappy's, Mission Taco, My Lee, Maggiano's, Sugar Fire Smokehouse, Juniper, Iron Barley, and Ozzy's, which just opened up at Lumiere Place.
That's right. They were across the hall for a long time, and now it's open again.
So that, Joe Marlatti is going to host the comedy show. Comedians Andy Smith and Mark Sweeney will be joining her. A giant auction, Cardinal packages, Rams packages. Boy, Kara is so sick of me hitting her up for...
Now, who is Kara?
Her husband is the place kicker for the Chargers.
Okay.
But she's tied to football somehow. Cardinal packages. We've got a condo in Florida.
You and your wife have a condo in Florida?
No, we were donated one. That will be in the auction as well.
Now, it must be difficult for three comedians. It takes some guts to get up and try to be funny with you in the room.
Oh.
Yeah, I could see how that would be daunting.
Because you have described yourself as the funniest guy in St. Louis.
I have.
That has to be very. Yeah. They've got to be so nervous getting up. You'll get up and you'll obviously there's no way you get up and not say something or try to be funny. You would do that.
Well, the first part of the night where we do the food, that'll be 6:30 to 8:30. I will be hosting that part with Martin Kilcoyne.
Who?
He's on
a TV guy.
He's the black sports guy on Five.
Exactly.
No, I don't.
He's on a UHF channel.
He does.
Okay,
that's
right. UHF.
He does channel.
He's on
9.
Oh no, you know what? Larry Rice is. He's on the Larry Rice channel.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He is. He plays the piano with that lady that sings.
I love that show.
Yeah. He replaced it for Zapper.
Didn't your band open for them,
yes.
Dan, somewhere?
Slim and Zelda Mayer.
That's
Slim
as Zelda low Mayer. As you can get yes. when you open for Slim and Zelda Mayer. Wow.
Have you had them in? I mean, I know you don't
no.
do guests.
No, but... I actually would have them in here.
I'd love to know that story.
Yeah, they're that.
I think they owned a furniture shop in South City somewhere. That's the
and
most
you know,
I know
they get busy when the camera's not on.
Oh,
on.
Sure. I mean, you can tell that
Come
rhythm.
On.
The way he tinkles on the ivories, it's...
Excuse me.
Right.
Why didn't you have them at this thing? Forget
all those other
next
people.
Next year, have them. Slim and Zelda, I'm not kidding.
We're on a pretty tight budget.
You can never afford them. What am I thinking? This is the costume thing, too. You, I think you've already given it away because I heard you do it. You're going as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and sadly, I could only find a large... They didn't have, like, an extra large Gangnam dress, so big shout-out to the inventors of Elastic. So that helped.
So you'll be in a tight-fitting Dorothy dress.
He picks female costumes a lot, doesn't he?
I wasn't even going to address that. That's his business. He likes to dress up as women, so did Milton
Berle. What was last year?
Twiggy.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
There's just something that I don't relate to about a guy that likes to dress up as a woman. I'm not saying that.
Bad experience when you were dating? Nice Adam's apple. A
Friday night.
Hello, everybody.
Three comedians. John Carney. Lots of tremendous food. Chances to bid on neat stuff. And if you like to dress up and wear costumes, you can do that, but you do not have to. No. At least half the crowd won't be, so you won't look out of place either way.
That's right. And I know of all the shows, not just on this station, but anywhere, you have the most loyal listeners. And I know this is going to put us over the top. Well, just being
and we're
going
to prove that to you. Do you tell me now what our listeners need to do to lock this in? Where do they go? What website? What phone number? Who do they call?
Carney'sKids.org. The invitation's on the front page.
That's easy. Carney'sKids.org.
Couple of clicks, you're there to the Eventbrite page where you can sign up and get registered. That's it, carneyskids.org. And we would appreciate the support.
We will send you some people. I'm not kidding. Some people listening right now, when they get to a smartphone, pull over. Don't do it in the car. Go to carneyskids.org and commit to this.
We're trying to get Josh to dress up as Joan Rivers.
Josh who?
Gilbert. Who?
See, our audience does not know anything.
You don't know who that maybe. Guy is? He doesn't know.
We don't even know, and okay. We're down the hall.
He's the guy that comes in and brings the log to
me. Now, he dresses Joan Rivers dead or alive. Well, what's the difference? It probably looked exactly the same.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Well, good luck with this. I'm almost sad. I'd love to see you. I'll be gone. I won't be here. But
on assignment.
On assignment. But I'd like to see you in that Dorothy thing. And then I rethought it. I don't want to see you in the Dorothy dress.
It's not a real dog I'm using.
No, that's
good.
That
makes you feel any better. I went Randy
Ruby
Grimm.
Slippers, did you have to have them made?
Well, I went down to the place, and I got the dresses, and I wanted to try them on, so I go back.
You know how weird this sounds? No, hold on. Do you have any idea how weird this sounds? A man saying, I went down to try on some dresses. You'll never hear me say those words.
No.
Yeah.
I did that one time. I went to Goodwill, bought a dress, and wore it to my niece's 16th birthday party, because on the invitation it said, guys have to wear a jacket, girls have to wear dresses. So I went and I bought a dress and went to my niece's.
It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
But you said this makes no sense.
He can't see anything.
It's a girl, guys have to wear jackets. So you bought a dress. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't explain
It made more sense if the invitation said jackets and dresses only.
Required.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it did. I didn't say guys, but.
Well, you messed the whole story.
Yeah, I did.
The party
messed the whole story
up.
It was like jacket and dresses.
And I bet
required.
Your 16-year-old was at Nice. I bet, boy, she wasn't embarrassed, I bet, that her uncle showed up.
Let's get
dress.
Back to Slim and Zelda May.
Yeah. They loved it. Everybody took pictures with me.
Sure they did.
So I got my gowns. I'm at the store. I go back to the fitting room, all right? And there's a line of people waiting to try on outfits. And the lady behind the counter doesn't have the key to the dressing rooms that are locked.
Are you in the women's dressing room or the guys?
It's just
point?
A general. How do
it's
you guys do
place.
This every day?
It's just, you know, not well.
So she gets on the PA in the store and says, yeah, I need somebody to unlock the dressing room. I got a man that's got to try on a couple of gowns back here, please. No, I'm like, really? Really? So I got one that kind of fit. I didn't do the shoes. I'm just going to find some old tennis shoes. Hand them to my 5 and 6-year-old sons with some glitter and some
glitter
open
and so red glitter. Yeah,
surprise
glitter.
Me. So that's the plan.
And
wig
and the Dorothy dress, if I remember, was blue, like a
blue and white polka dot.
Yeah,
right?
And kind of like squares. I think.
Yeah, just getting a tablecloth at the Blue Owl and stapled
so
it.
So you'll
together.
Carry Toto, but it'll be a stuffed dog.
Yeah, not a real dog.
And did you have the wig already, or did you have to purchase
$26
to rent?
For the wig?
I had to buy the wig.
$26 for the wig?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why Dorothy? Why did you pick? I'm just curious.
Usually somebody in the news will jump out at me. You know, I was...
Like Rick Edlund or somebody?
Janet Jackson 1 year. I was Amy Winehouse after she died.
More women.
There wasn't anybody really that jumped out at me this year except for Joan Rivers, and I didn't want to walk
more,
around.
Still women.
Rosie O'Donnell.
There's not one guy in the whole bunch.
I was.
You ever think you want to go as Clint Eastwood or something?
No.
Why don't you go as Janet Reno?
He had a daughter, though, didn't he?
Who?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, you go as his daughter.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I was Paul McCartney 1 year. That's a guy. Although he looks like a drag queen now.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, really?
Bruce Jenner. You'd still use the wig.
Yeah, you got it all covered. Well, he's really a guy, sort of.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind. I'll go with you as the Cowardly Lion.
No, say no.
I'd love to.
Say no thank you. Say I appreciate it, but no thank you.
Well, we're out of time.
Go ahead, give him your Cowardly Lion. You could get up in front of the crowd. Here's what they would hear.
Oh,
go
it
ahead.
Would be the biggest hit of the night.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
If I were the king of Earth, not duke, not prince, but king, I would go... Oh.
I would say no, thank you.
Oh.
But thank you, Jen.
I would say, I'm sorry.
Friday night.
Or he could be the scarecrow or the tree
the tree. Give me back those apples.
This coming Friday night starts when? When do the doors open?
6:30 they'll open up. Carneyskids.org.
Lumiere. Carneyskids.org. Do it. $75 for goodness sakes. It's nothing for all you're going to get. Good luck with this thing.
Thank you, ladies.
John Carney, everybody.
That was John Carney. Yep.
Are you going to take pictures with your dress and put them up online?
Of course he is. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Of course he is.
There are already pictures in that phone, I'm sure of.
He's probably done dress rehearsals at home.
You go to Victoria's Secret and get some.
Do we need to take a break? I think we do.
Sure.
Let's take a break, then we'll take some calls and do whatever else we were going to do. Which really
Colin Jeffrey.
Colin Jeffrey's coming in to talk about entertainment. That'll be good. American Equity Mortgage. They have a website. It's AmericanEquity.com. I love it when websites are easy, like CarneysKids.org. Nobody ever says, what was that Carney's Kids website? That's it. Carney's Kids. All you have to remember is the org part. .org. Okay? AmericanEquity.com. Easy. Phone number's easy. And the reason it's easy has been the same for 23-plus years. 314-878-9999. The 878 is important because there are other phone numbers that are kind of similar. That's by design. They're deliberately similar. They're trying to confuse you, but they're not going to confuse you because there's only one American Equity Mortgage. And for 23 years and some change, they have made people homeowners who were renters before. They've shown people who are homeowners how they can use the equity to borrow money the smart way and get rid of bad debt, and they'll do that for you. Again, the number, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Meet me.
And Tim Weiland is going to fill us in on what's going on in traffic. Tim?
Well, looks like they've cleared that accident on westbound 40 that was before Highway 170. Now, traffic getting back to normal. You're slowing almost back to Vandeventer through McCausland, but then it's just a little off the pace as you make your way towards 170. Northbound 170 is heavy between Forest Park Parkway up to north of Ladue. We had an earlier incident there. Eastbound 270 is stacking up now. McDonald through 170. You still have that heavy traffic on eastbound 70 from about, it looks like O'Fallon Park now, going to the Museo Veterans Bridge. On eastbound 40, things are slow. 141 through Mason and southbound 270. Just some slow pockets now from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Tomcat. It's fall. The rodent control experts at Tomcat call it rodent season. Be ready with Tomcat's full line of effective rodent baits and traps to fit your household's preferences and needs. Get them today at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic reports when you need them. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local. Depend on it.
Truck lovers, are you ready for the fall and winter months? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the upcoming hunting season and harsh winter months that are just ahead. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance, Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles, 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Brocklin's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Brocklin Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brocklin.com.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Trying to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl-wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season and porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area to the prompt, courteous staff. They've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less and is conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Years ago, the family doctor was someone who came to your home. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive. Your local Health Mart pharmacist knows you by name, not by refill number. Stop by your independently owned Health Mart pharmacy and see how the tradition of personal health care lives on. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At the Fireplace and Grill Center, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shark Tank is on CNBC five nights a week. The sharks are hungry for deals and ready to bite. Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight at 9 on CNBC.
It's time to talk a little entertainment. Boy, do we have some big news for you, too, about a very famous actress and how you wouldn't even recognize her now. But that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to tread on somebody else's turf. That somebody else is Colin Jeffrey, and he's brought to you by Auric. And your locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. They have some great products, very affordable products, practical products to make your home a better place. And now, Mr. Entertainment, Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, hello, Frank.
Colin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I hope you're going to start right off with the girl we were just talking about off the
air. You want to start? Okay, I was going to make people wait.
I just saw her picture, and I can't believe it.
Okay, so if you did not hear about this just the other night, last night, in fact, Renee Zellweger was at the Elle Women's in Hollywood convention or something.
Oh, sure.
On the red.
Is that Elle Magazine?
Elle Magazine, yeah.
Okay. How did I know that?
What?
I shocked myself.
On the red carpet, she drew probably the biggest reaction I've seen in quite some time from anyone on a red carpet.
Well, because I'm sure a lot of people said, hey, who's that?
Who is that? Yeah. If you haven't seen this, you have to go to a computer as soon as you get home. You have to pull this up. It's unbelievable.
Renee Zellweger was actually almost cute in a stink face sort of way.
Yes.
Okay.
And it varied from movie to movie.
Right. But the whole
Jerry Maguire, she looked good in.
Yes. The whole stink face, smash face thing is gone.
Yes. Everything has changed. About if there had not been a caption under the photo, I would not have known who I was.
I just saw
at.
It, and I would never have. You said, "Who's this?" I go, "I don't know." Some new star, and for all the bad botched surgeries, the Kenny Rogers, the Wayne Newtons, when women are going to start clamoring to find out who this doctor was who did this, she looks fantastic.
She does, and you look at Meg Ryan is the other one who looks awful after all the surgery, and now you've got her. Now, what's really interesting about this? Renee Zellweger has. She's made a career of essentially people picking apart her appearance because she had to bulk up, which sounds horrible to say, for Bridget Jones. She was on her alleged donut diet, and that caused like a firestorm over what she looked like. And then as she went from role to role, it was more about what Renee Zellweger looked like.
I can remind, was it role to role or donut to donut? Which was it?
Bakery
humor.
Yes.
Yeah.
But actually, I was reading some articles. They've brought doctors in some of these magazines to say, oh, well, you look, you can see that the brow to eye height is actually different. This sounds like pretty major surgery, but.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
She didn't just have her nose adjusted or her eyes fixed. She did. There's a lot of stuff here. Maybe that's why we haven't seen or heard from her for a long time. Remember, she was married to Kenny Chesney for about 10 minutes. Remember that? That's still a mystery. To everybody. Just like the Julia Roberts Lyle Lovett thing is a mystery to everybody. People just go, what the heck happened there? And I still would love to know the Chesney Zellweger story. That was weird.
I'll keep an eye on it because apparently she gave a couple interviews today already talking about sort of the firestorm, which is ridiculous, surrounding this. But it blew up last night and this morning. No. I've got some DVDs to release.
I've never been against plastic surgery. If I thought I could go have plastic surgery when I walked out, I'd look like...
Renee Zellweger?
No. No, but let me try to pick who I think is a guy that I would like to look like. I think Kevin Costner's a good-looking guy. Everybody says Clooney. I'm not going to go that direction. But, you know, Brad Pitt, come on, he's a good-looking guy. Or Bradley Cooper. If I could walk out looking like, I'd have it, I think. If I were in show business, I'm not. So.
Yeah.
So besides her face, what's going on?
I don't know. Well, DVD's coming out. The Purge Anarchy. It's a sequel to The Purge from a couple years ago. This one is much better. It's a sort of larger scale of the first one, a whole city.
Never heard of it.
It's pretty good. I think you'll like it. If you like sort of, it's not truly a horror movie. It's more of an action thriller. It's fun for this time of year. Okay. Earth to Echo. This is a family movie, kids movie that's unbearably bad. So just don't watch it. Sex Tape with Jason Segel and Drew Barrymore. No, not Drew Barrymore.
Ooh, Drew Barrymore.
Who am I thinking of?
This is your segment.
Yeah. I just blanked. Sorry. That's out. It was not very good, though.
What's the name of it?
Sex Tape. Or Cameron Diaz is who's in that. And then Snowpiercer. This is a film no one saw. It made about $4 million domestically.
Snowpiercer. Never heard of it.
It made $4 million domestically and over $100 million internationally.
Is it the train one?
This is the
train
one.
I ended up watching this one, yeah.
The premise is humanity needs to combat global warming, so all of the nations agree to shoot this chemical up in the atmosphere that will lower the temperature. However, it goes crazy overboard and freezes the entire world, except for the inhabitants, on one train that runs on a 365-day-long path around the world.
That's the stupidest-sounding thing I've ever heard of.
Yes, I don't think you would like it.
No, if you like sci-fi movies, this is right up your alley. I think you'll like it.
No.
TV this week. It is a busy week. We'll start with what you wanted to talk about, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You're prepared to say bye?
My son got me into this series. We got caught up, and this is the last season, right?
This is it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this off the air. I never got into that because there are so many good TV shows, and another great TV show is preparing to end its run Sunday night. That's Boardwalk Empire.
Sunday night's the last night?
Sunday night. It's an 8-episode final season. This is it. It all ends on Sunday night.
That was well done. I mean, yeah. It really was.
We find out if Enoch Thompson makes it through this. Yeah, just it comes out, series finale, HBO, this Sunday evening. There's a couple other shows you probably haven't heard of. They're kind of weird, but they're definitely worth a watch. One is on Netflix. It's a comedy special from Wyatt Cenac, which you probably don't know unless you watch The Daily Show.
Nope.
He was a correspondent for a short time on The Daily Show, and great stand-up comedian. I really like him. This is his newest stand-up comedy special. It's him doing stand-up, but then it will sort of put his frame off to the side. It will kind of move him doing stand-up off to the corner of the screen, and then he has like a little black puppet, think Sesame Street, that kind of acts out scenes from his everyday life. It's just kind of weird and quirky, but the stand-up's really good. I've got a clip of it here.
I'll tell you a little secret about black dudes in their 30s. We don't respect each other. We don't. We get along, but you take any two black dudes in their 30s, I don't care where you put them. You can put them in the lobby of an apartment building. You can put them in a conference room at a Fortune 500 company. You can put them on a subway train. There will be a moment, one moment, where those two black dudes will look at each other, and each of them will think, if this subway ride were to all of a sudden just magically turn into a basketball game, he can't guard me.
That's racist. But okay. He can do it. Because he's black.
There you go.
That's that stereotype, that basketball thing.
He does observational humor. It's all pretty good. I like that. And then there's I've never met anyone who has watched this show, but I heard about it last year and started watching it because it's kind of what I do. It's a show called Newsreaders, and it's on Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. That's their late-night adult-geared shows, and some of them are live action. They're not all cartoons. But this is Newsreaders. Think 60 Minutes, 2020.
What's it called?
Newsreaders.
Okay.
Think 60 Minutes, 2020, and The Onion, sort of a satirical news website. And that's what this is. They do, it's on from midnight to 12:15. They do it once a week, so it's funny. There's not a lot of fat. It's quick. They do a couple funny joke stories, and they're done till next week. I brought a clip of this past week's episode, and then there's another one Thursday night.
Okay.
First tonight, remember when Dirty Dancing was no more than dry humping until you could get home and do some wet humping in your parents' basement? Well, these days, kids are doing a new kind of dirty dancing. It's called dancing.
The Lindy, the Charleston, the twist, the electric slide. Dancing?
Dancing isn't just dirty dancing. It is having actual sex in public while partially clothed to the beat of the kind of music that people like to do.
Dancing has its roots in the Brazilian dance Dancapora, which began in the clubs of Rio de Janeiro and translates roughly to dancing.
What's the visual for this?
Well, you can see people dancing. They've pixelated it. But the point is, it's as if there was actually a new teen craze.
So it's not a real story.
No, they're joke stories. They're all satirical stories. Okay. They just take things. And that's the first 30 seconds of what amounts to about a 7-minute story. Okay. It's done by, you would recognize all of the comedians. It's a lot of stand-up comedians. It's a lot of comedic writers, but you would recognize everyone on this show. They just come in and do it because it's quick. They can knock out an 8-episode season in just a week or so, and they're done for the year. So that's Midnight's Thursday.
What we should do, come in here and do like 6 months worth of radio shows and just leave.
Yeah.
Oh, just record them all. And then
the Pat Sajak.
There you go.
And throw things in to make them sound live. Hey, how about this November?
Right.
Yeah.
When we record it in July.
This is one cold November, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So that's the Newsreaders. Okay. 15-minute show. I've been doing this through the month of October. A horror movie you probably have not seen. Go out and find this one. It's called Uninvited Guest.
Have not seen it.
This was released in 2004. Hardly anyone saw it. And it's, you can find it out there on DVD. It's, I like horror movies that keep the premise simple. There's one man, lives alone in a mansion. One night, guy knocks on his door, says, hey, I need to use your phone. He says, sure, right through here. I'll wait for you in the kitchen. The guy disappears into the mansion. That's all I'm going to say about it.
The guest that you needed the phone
disappears into the mansion.
I like it.
That's a good all setup. I'm going to say.
I like it.
Uninvited guest. Watch it. It's creepy. Then there's another movie. I came across this. They did a premiere in New York this past week. And ordinarily, I don't like sports documentaries. This isn't a sports documentary. It harkens back to actually this.
Harkens?
Will you let them out? Get checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown is going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
There you go.
Wow.
This is a documentary called Red Army. And it actually looks back at the other side. It talks about a player, I may butcher this name, Slava Fedosov.
Nope, that's it.
Who's a...
Yeah, Frank would know.
Who's a Soviet player, and he grew up in this Soviet regime of hockey, and was such a superstar, he was actually able to sort of stand up and change the way that Soviets treated their athletes, instead of just commodities and sort of cattle to be herded. From what I've heard, again, this looks to be really interesting. It doesn't come out until January, but I want to put it on people's radars now because the Blues just started. So I figured...
Man, when they went back, when the Soviets went back, the Red Army team, they, oh my God, the president of the Soviet Union reamed them. And they it was unacceptable that they won, that they lost, especially to the Americans.
Yeah.
So this is something that looks at it from, and he's got footage here. Interviewing this guy, not all of this footage is taken in the last year or so. Some of this is much older footage.
Congratulations, you're the first guy to ever use the word harkens.
Sorry.
We've never used that.
I got to stop doing that.
Should harkens. We add that to the list?
No, that's
of
not
things,
a list.
Guys.
A
no.
Not a, okay. That's not a word of heterosexual
like
that I wouldn't use.
It's Vaz just, or darling.
No, not in that category. At all.
But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right, there you go. Give it up. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. Yeah, thank you, Colin. You got a lot of good stuff to consider and hope that you can remember. Don't email me and go, what was that movie that he mentioned? I have a horrible memory. I won't remember by the time I get home. Colin is brought to you by Orec. O-R-E-C-K. Yes, the vacuum cleaner people. The great vacuum cleaners they make. But there are a lot of other products, too. Like that carpet stain remover that you didn't think existed because the ones you've tried just don't cut it. Yeah, it may be right there at the Oryx store. Space heater. I got the best one I've ever bought in my life. It's an infrared space heater. Bought it at the Oryx store. Oryx, locally owned and operated. And they'll be responsible for him being in here again Friday with Paul Harvey. He'll do another.
Harris.
What is it?
Paul Harris.
Another entertainment segment. How are we doing on time? We're okay, aren't we? We're doing pretty well.
Yeah, we have William Cleveland coming up here in a few minutes.
That's right, the one and only William. Dan was telling me off the air that Walgreens has a Senior Citizens Day. Now, this doesn't apply to me because I'm not a senior citizen.
Yeah.
Right.
But to some people who are older, I didn't know this, mm-hmm. that one, they just pick random days, like once a month.
And it's usually on a Tuesday. And I know there was a couple Tuesdays ago, I went in, I got carded. Because I told the lady, I said, it's Senior Citizen Day. And she goes, you're not
Well, old. Young man, you're no senior.
You're not old enough for that. It's 55.
Get out of here, youngster.
It's 55 and older. And I said, oh, yeah. And I took out my license and showed her. And she goes, I'll be darned.
Well, you are some hunk to be this old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you get for?
Did she say you have a nice butt like Linda did?
No, she didn't.
Well, that butt, I never thought you'd be that old.
Man.
I didn't say that.
No. 20% off,
I think. 20% off like everything in the store.
20% off, or 15% off, I think, on everything in the store. 20% off on Walgreens items if you buy Walgreens brand.
Well, I cannot wait to get old. This is going to be
Man,
so great.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's so much good
Did
stuff.
Did you get your ARP card yet? Have you received that in the mail
I can't
yet?
Can't wait till I'm old enough for that either.
Oh, man.
It's going to be so great being an older person.
Wow.
Mark and Jason, I had a meeting with Mark Reardon at my own house today. He came by the house. So that's service, buddy. To pick up a check, and we had a nice chat and talked a little car talk because he and I both have the same disease. We have car disease. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are very diligent when it comes to making sure that the people that they're giving financial advice to, they make it very understandable. They come to you when they need to come to you. In this case, there was something needed to be signed, and we know how busy I am. I said, Mark, I've got a 12-hour work week to put in. I can't come to your place. So he came out and brought the paperwork and got it signed and was on his way to go give great financial advice to somebody else. And handed him a check, and I said, do what you do. And that's the way I like for it to work. Do what you do. What they do is advise people on what to do with their money. If you have $25,000 or more, unlike some of these people that require $250,000, $500,000, or $1 million before they'll have a meeting with you, $25,000 or more, and they'll meet with you. And then the rest is kind of up to you. But you have nothing to lose by meeting with Mark and Jason. 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus. Great reputation. So if you have it, and even if you have a financial advisor, so what? Meet with them anyway. Wouldn't it be interesting to see what they have to say with regard to what you're doing with that money? And then again, like I said, does it cost you anything? And you get everything you need, including the phone number to set that meeting up at this website, markandjason.com. Meet me.
Let's get another look at the traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with an accident. This backup that we're seeing on eastbound 70, it's going west of Grand to just before the Museo Veterans Bridge, and it's involving two buses, a large bus and a small bus, and traffic is backed up. We do have westbound 40 traffic slowing now from Van Deventer out through McCausland. We're slow 270 through Mason. Going to find it heavy again, Clarkson out to Boone's Crossing. Eastbound 270, that's getting really stacked up now from McDonald through New Florissant. Also on westbound 70, a little slow pocket between 170 and Air Flight. Once you get beyond that, things look good. And then stop and go pockets now on southbound 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the good old U.S. of A. They've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KCRS.
Weekday nights at 9, lock and load for the talk show you don't want to miss. This is Larry Connors for news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor and how that made you feel knowing you had everything taken care of. You know exactly what strategy to use to claim your Social Security. You understand how and when to withdraw your assets and from what accounts you should withdraw from first. You are 100% confident that you are always going to pay the least amount of money in taxes. The chances are you probably never had that conversation, and there's a high probability that you probably won't. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you've done everything right? If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. For a complimentary retirement analysis, call 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Denny here from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot, even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Tell him whose fault that was.
The drummer.
stupid drummer.
It was the drummer's fault.
The
Neil,
drummer?
Neil, don't ever do that again.
Somebody have the wrong music turned?
Yeah,
no, wrong sheet this music. Guy is Neil Truxton. He's a drummer out of Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. He's filling in for Bruce and the boys.
Oh.
Don't ever do that again, Neil. It's never happened. We apologize.
Wrong
he's,
sheet.
He's yeah, music. He won't. I look at him. He's so upset.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Idiot.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your M&PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's a free app, and it's a good app, and it's a great way to get a Cleed Cab. And now, not Mike Evans, but Bill Cleveland.
Goodness, what's going on in there?
How awkward, and as Mike would say, he ruined your report when he did that.
Yeah, he'd also say you're peeing all over yourself.
Yeah, he would. You'll recover.
Now, what was that drummer's name again?
Neil Truxton. Neil Truxton out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Truxton or Truxton?
Truxton. T-R-U-X-T-O-N. Is that right, Neil?
Oh, yeah. T-O-N.
Yeah, he's a fill-in drummer. It won't happen again.
All right. We'll make a note of that. Well, Lady Gaga and her boyfriend reportedly held a commitment ceremony over the weekend in New York. Plan on getting married sometime next year.
Beautiful.
And very serious, I guess. Lady Gaga, she's already picking out meat for her wedding gown. Beautiful ceremony. The Walking Dead. Anybody watch this?
Yes.
I have not.
Yeah, I guess it's had the highest ratings in its history. Last episode scored 17.3 million viewers.
Here comes Joan Rivers.
Going to be even more excited in a couple of weeks when The Walking Dead go to Chicago to vote.
I would have sworn it'd be a Joan Rivers joke. Guest appearance, Joan Rivers.
Well, she's passed away now. I don't know that I can do those.
Too soon.
Too soon. Yeah. I don't know if it's too soon, but she's just dead.
Well, I know. That's why
that's
it ties
point.
Into The Walking
guest
Dead.
Guest appearance on The Walking Dead. That's the whole point.
You can throw that
Joan
out
Rivers.
There.
That's
funny.
But he's mad because it's funnier than what he did.
I know.
Well, that's obvious. Yeah. Ann Romney said that when it comes to running for president, she and Mitt are, quote, done. So yeah, I think it's safe to say they're going to try it one more time. And
What? They're done, but they're going to try it one more time.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you can't politicians. They're always...
They don't tell the truth.
Well, think about that for a second.
Joan Rivers.
And finally, this happened. It was all Neil Traxton's fault.
Truxton.
It's all his fault. Well, Lincoln, Nebraska guy was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months in prison after authorities found methamphetamine buried in his yard. Mm. Neighbors initially got suspicious when his grass began growing 2 feet per day. What's going on here?
Joan Rivers of Walking Dead.
Joan Rivers.